Well, it was just that we just went to, I don't even know where what we were doing. Me and the captain went over there because we had to drop off, we had to pick up a sewage barge. Mm-hmm. And they were discussing the price or something, and I'm not going to say what she said, but I was just standing there listening. I didn't talk right. to her or nothing, but I was listening to her.
So you had to go through her.
Yeah. She was pretty high up there. I mean, everybody, she was like I don't want to say mafia king or queen, but she was if it went on up there in Bayonne in New Jersey, she had something to do with it.
Right.
And like I said, she mounted a 50 caliber machine gun on the bow of her tugboat. But there were people throwing Molotov cocktails off the bridges up there onto the fuel barges and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, this was all a union war.
What decade?
Some companies were union, some companies weren't union.
Yeah.
And the unions wanted to get all of them union.
Right.
And some of them didn't want to be union, like the company I worked for at the time, Dan Towett. We didn't want union.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they, in fact, they jumped a mate one night, jumped him and beat him up. Mm-hmm. He was coming back from somewhere, a store, a bar or something. They jumped and beat him up. Got a lot of threatening letters and stuff like that.
Beat him up because he was non-union?
Beat him up because he wouldn't join the union.
Right.
So.
And this is all in New York, New Jersey?
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Yeah, 80s. Around 80, 86, somewhere around 86, 87.
So when you were reporting in Bayonne or New York City, did you feel pressured to... I mean, did people come up to you and talk to you about the union, about joining the union?
Not every day, but we would get people that would show up, you know, or get a phone call or something like that. But no, it didn't bother me. I didn't want to go union. I wasn't going to go union.
So it wasn't always hostile?
No, it wasn't, no.
Yeah.
Because we had the votes, you know, we had the votes all the time, and our votes always came up, you know, no. So,
right.
But you know, some of the other smaller companies up there, they would fold and they would go union because, you know,
right.
They would make them. I mean, you throwing a Molotov cocktail onto a 60,000 barrel gasoline barge. I mean, that's make you kind of think.
Right.
You know. But other than that, yeah, I met some people, but like I said, I can't remember everybody I met. But I would definitely recommend the industry, the career. But like I said, they need to get more information out there, more advertisement for kids.
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids join the military just for that reason, to get knowledge and to travel and stuff. Or, you know, you get just as much, you can get more knowledge, just as much, or if not more, being on the boat.
Yep, absolutely.